Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group, and Keith Garofola, VP of Sales and Marketing. Evan is an 11-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents, and along with Keith,
their intro's terrible. Terrible. We gotta fix that. So check this out. Thanksgiving message from Facebook Live, and I'm on the call. So I'm not only have I grasped the Facebook Live concept, but I'm here for your visit, your watching pleasure, and my Monday casualness here in the office. So I'm looking at both, right? I got the switchboard over here, I got the Facebook over here, got the camera over here, got the microphone over here, got the phone over here. We got all kinds of good stuff here today. So here's what I want to do. I want to go through something real quick. Then I want to a little bit of coaching. Then I want to give you the Thanksgiving message. Then I want to give you a quick shout out. So Keith got tied up. So we'll have to catch him next time. He's out doing the things that get us paid, which is cool. So, all right, here we go. I've gone over this topic a bunch of different times, but I'm going to do it one more time because I think there's a lot of people that haven't heard it that kind of want and need to hear it. Okay, so I'm going to tell you why real estate is the best profession to be in and tell you why you should be thankful that you're a real estate agent, right? Now, becoming a real estate agent, you certainly have to, you know, go out, spend money to take the course, spend money to, you know, just time and money to study, spend money for the test, then you got to come in and you have to figure out, number one, where you want to work, right? So real estate profession is definitely something that's earned, right? You earned the right to do that. It's a professional licensure that you have, which gives you a lot of privileges, right? And gives you the opportunity to have a whole lot of choice, right? I'm going to actually move this because this is kind of bugging me here and do that, and then maybe I won't be. There you go. All right, so it gives you a lot of choice. The first reason why real estate agents, I think, is the best profession is because you have the opportunity, number one, to choose who you work for, right? It's really one of the only professions where you can interview two or three brokers and decide which broker you want to work with, right? I want to work with Evan. I want to work over here. I want to work over there. And if things go bad, I can take my ball and go home. Now, we, of course, don't like to think about it that way, but it is true, right? It's one of the only professions where you could say, I want to work at this company. I want to work with this guy. I want to work with this team. I want to work in this town. And you make the call and say, hey, broker X, hey, broker Y, hey, Evan, want to work with your team. Want to figure out what you're all about, I want to work here. Other places, of course, you have to interview. You have to stand out amongst your interviews, and you have to be offered a position. Now, of course, you get offered a position here, but let's be honest, it's a little different than a paying salary benefit job, right? It only makes sense. So the first thing about being a real estate agent that's awesome is you get to pick who you work for or, more importantly, which team you want to be on, right? The second theme is you get to pick who you work with. I can work with this person, I can work with my friends, I can work with my family, I can work with cold leads, I can work with sellers, I can work with buyers. I am in control of what I do. I'm in control of who I work with, right? If I don't like Aunt Sally, you don't have to work with Aunt Sally, right? If you don't like a particular person, let's say you're selling something and you have a client there that you don't like, but you have to sell to them because that's what the job says, right? The job says go to that restaurant and sell them whatever they need. You're forced to do that. That's what your job is. In real estate, if you don't get along with a particular person, you simply don't have to work with them. It's fine. We don't jive. I don't get along with you. You don't get along with me. No problem. Whatever. All right? The third thing that I think is really cool is you get to pick how you work. Right? I want to work via Facebook. I want to cold call. I don't want to cold call. I want to do this. I want to do that. Whatever the case is, you get to pick how you do the business. I want to only work with my friends and family. I only want to work with expired sellers. I only want to work with Facebook leads. I only want to work, you know, whatever the method is. I only want to do real estate this way, right? And that's really, really a cool thing to do because there's an area of your business that you're not comfortable with, then you don't have to sweat about doing it because it won't matter, right? You don't have to do it. You could just, you know, decide, listen, I'm not a phone person. I'm not really going to cold call expires. I'm not going to call leads that are 10 years old. Whatever, right? I'm gonna do real estate my way. So you get to pick who you work with, right? You get to pick who you work for. You get to pick how you do your work, right? I'm not driving New Hampshire. I don't want to go there. If someone wants to go to New Hampshire, I'll give the lead off, okay? The next piece is you get to choose when, right? I want to work Saturday mornings. I have a full-time job. I want to work at night. I want to work during the day. I want to work on Saturday mornings. I want to work on Saturday night. You get to choose when you work, how you work, and who you work with. Now, you obviously have to need the client, and the client says, I want to go out at Saturday at 5 o'clock. You probably have to go out Saturday at 5 o'clock. Or you have the ability to say, you know what, Mr. Client, I can't make it Saturday at 5 o'clock. Can we do it Sunday at 10 instead, or Sunday at 2, or Saturday at 2? You have the ability to control your own schedule, right? Most importantly, you have the ability to say, Mr. Client, I want to work for you. I like this piece because we get to choose our own territory. I'm familiar with this area. I'm free Saturday at 5 o'clock. Would you like to go? Okay? So we've got who we're working with. We've got who we're working for. We've got how we want to do the business. We've got when we want to do the business, right? And most importantly, we get, in some terms, get to pick our own pay, right? A seller says, what do you charge a commission? If you think the deal's going to be easy, I do 3%. If you think you can get away with 4%, 4%. If you didn't get 5%, 5%. You get to pretty much pick where you want to fit, where you want to fit in, and most importantly, what price point you want to go after. If a $120,000 condo in Nashua, New Hampshire is not for you, don't go. If you want a $700,000 house in Gloucester, and Gloucester is not usually your stomping grounds, go. Right? You get the ability to pick when, where, who, how. The most important thing, I think, about real estate is you really get that flexibility. And it's much different than being a mortgage lender or an insurance salesman or some of these other independent contractor type jobs, because insurance, you know, you're operating by the rules and regs and the guidelines. You know, mortgage lending, you know, person has to fit in the box, right? And of course, there's all that stuff about in real estate too, but you really get to decide how you want to go about your day, right? You really do, as opposed to a sales profession at, let's say, Verizon or Comcast or some other B2B type of job where they tell you who, when, how. They dictate your hours. They want to know what you've done, right? They want to know who you talk to. Are you going to make a sale? That type of thing. That stuff's tough. That stuff we all can't do, because if we did, we'd be doing it, not selling real estate, right? I'm not a very good guy to follow the directions. I don't follow the rules. I'm not very good at that, right? But what I am good at is talking to people, and talking to people in a way that I know how to talk to them, in a method in which I enjoy, right? So the final piece, or the last kind of three-sentence thing is you do what you love, right? You love what you do. You love who you do it with. Importantly, you love who you do it for, right? So we love who we're working with. We love who we're working for. And we love who we're love who you're working with. Love who you work with. Well, I don't know. I forget. I'm drawing a blank on that. So what is it anyway? Love what you do, love what you do who, and love what you do for. I'm drawing a blank. Too many screens here. One of my boys was talking about Facebook Live, and the problem is when you look at the screen, it all flashes at you. It's over here. There's a text message, email popping. You try to close it up, and it just flashes. That's what I'm finding difficult about Facebook Live. Some people really love it. I think it's kind of a pain, but there's some viewers on, so you guys must love it too. So, okay, who, when, you choose your bosses, you choose how, you choose your terms, right? What other position allows you to do that? Right? What other career lets you do that? And you also have the freedom to go wherever you want if it's not working out. If it's not working out at a particular job, you can't say, well, forget this, I'm not working at Verizon anymore, I'm going to AT&T. Well, it really doesn't work that way. You have to resign, give it 2 weeks notice, then you have to apply, wait for them to call, blah, blah, blah. Real estate's not that way, right? You want to go to a place that's going to help you make money. You want to go to a place that's going to support you, that's going to dive into what you want to do. Okay, that's why I think it's important to be at a place like, you know, RRG, ERARG. And more importantly, being that it's Thanksgiving, it's why I'm thankful that you've chosen to work here. So there's two ways to look at it. We looked at how to be a real estate agent, but there's two ways for me to look at it. I could say it's a privilege for me to offer you a job. If I say, hey, you want to work with us, you should feel flattered, right? Oh, he wants to work with me. Okay, cool. We don't think that way. I don't think that way. I think the exact opposite. And kind of stick with me here. I'm flattered that you want to work with us, that you want to be on this team, that you're voluntarily on this team, that you faith in RRG, you put your faith in us to make sure that you're going to have you know, the ability and the good environment surroundings to be successful, right? That's a privilege to us. It's not a privilege to you. Kind of it is, but in an arrogant way. But in a non-arrogant way, you want to work with us, right? We sit down. Who else have you met with? What else are you doing? Yes, other companies may offer this and offer that. They may offer you a couple percentage points more. They may have a different tool, a different thing. But at the end of the day, you choose to work with us. And for me, that's why I come to work. You, whether you like it or not, are my customer, right? My job is to support you guys. And I'm thankful that we've got, you know, 52, 53, plus some husband and wives, plus some here, there, and there's, we've got just short of 60 people on our team, and I'm thankful for that, right? So moving into the week of thanks and the time and of the year where we step back and say, hey, you know what? We've got good friends. We've got good family. We're thankful for our time. We're thankful for good health for the most of us. You know, we're thankful for whatever we're thankful for, or we're thankful for a new start, a new page, a new chapter, whatever the case is, right? We, and I speak on behalf of Keith and Nicole and some of our other close friends here, that we are happy and we are thankful that you're on the team with us, right? We think it's a privilege. It's our privilege to have you come to us and ask us for help, right? That's where we're here. That's why we're here. And that's really what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys willing to be here, right? Now, Thanksgiving is a good time, right? It's a great time. So, you know, it's one of my favorites, obviously, because you get to eat a lot. More importantly, someone cooks for you. And most importantly, someone probably cleans up for you, in my case, right? Because we don't really ever host. We usually kind of go to a family, and it's kind of a good thing, right? But while we're driving and we're reflecting on you know, the year and the last, you know, 6 weeks or 5 weeks of the year coming up, you know, what have I done good? What have I done bad? What have I been, you know, what has helped out? What has not helped out? You really have to focus on, there are 6 weeks left in the year, right? What can I do in those 6 weeks to springboard my 2018? Now, we'll talk about goal planning and, you know, later, a little later on, but, you know, you don't plan for January 1st on January 1st. You plan for January 1st from now or a week ago, right? You worry about next year in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So that's what I would encourage you to do and encourage, you know, that's what I'll be doing while I'm driving or riding or whatever, you know, the next 4 days, 5 days brings for me. I'll be thinking about how can I make your job easier. What can I do to help you be more successful in your real estate career in 18? What can I do to help you? And we've talked about it a couple times. We're going to talk about lead generation is going to be a big focus, right? A few more training opportunities via Facebook Live and some other things because I know we're all spread out, right? So you have. So with that being said, you've got 5 weeks to put something together. Now, here's my announcement, okay? We're coming right up on my time limit here. Here's my announcement. We usually have a holiday party of some sort. Last couple of years we've been at David Buster's. You know, we've had some dinners at Tokyo and some other things like that. This year is going to be a little bit different. This year on January 18th, and you've got almost 2 months to plan for it, right? January 18th, we're going to have what we call an awards dinner, right? And the people that are going to be invited to that awards dinner are the people who have done a deal or have a deal planning or some honorable mention type folks that are going to come to the dinner. I want to reward the folks that have put something to put pen to paper together. Okay. So you've got 6 weeks to put something together, a rental, even if you had a listing and it expired, we're not looking to exclude people, but we're looking to make it, you know, we're looking to put a bar there, right? We're not just gathering every year. I'm paying $2,000 to go to Dave & Buster's to feed a bunch of folks a meal, right? We got to have a little bit back, right? So the awards dinner on the 18th of January is going to be at a very special place with some very special people. It's not going to be at Dave & Buster's. It's going to be at a really nice place. It's going to be all done up, right? And we're going to celebrate the people who have done transactions in 2017 or have given it a hell of an effort to do a transaction in 2017, and we're going to reward them on January 18th, right? Usually the dinners are coaching, that sort of thing. Not going to be that this way. It's going to be 100% about you. Every person is going to get something. Every person is going to be recognized. So we really, you have 6 weeks or so to put some pen to paper on something or get really, really close to get the special invite to the dinner. Okay? January 18th, Thursday night, save the date. It'll be somewhere in this area, Reading, North Reading, Andover, North End, or somewhere in there. I do have the place, but I'm not going to tell you about it because you got to be invited to the club. You got to be invited to the dinner. All right? So not to exclude the people that haven't, but we really want to reward the effort, and we're going to reward the effort by doing things a little bit swankier, so to speak. So love what you do, love who you do it with, And more importantly, love who do it for. Who love who you do it for, right? I'm appreciative of you guys being on the team. I enjoy everybody on the team. If you don't enjoy me and I don't enjoy you, you're not on the team, right? We have a bunch of folks here that generally enjoy being together, generally enjoy working together, are comfortable asking for help. We're comfortable answering them for help. And obviously really want to make sure that we can grow and make your 2019 even better. Every year we've done a little bit better. We're moving into our seventh year, which I'm thankful for. You know, who would have thought that, you know, Nicole and I in the conference room at Edger Departments would have put together, you know, and Keith coming along and a couple people here and there would turn seven, you know, and be in our in going into our third year of our franchise agreement. So that to me is pretty cool, right? And I'm thankful for that for you guys. All right, for you guys. Okay, hope you enjoyed. I'm up in my time here. I will catch you all later. I'm actually off the rest of the week, so I will see you Monday. You can call, text, or email. I'm not going anywhere special, just driving out of town, but certainly around. But if you need something in the office, hit up Keith first. Make sure that he's here or someone's here. As you know, Nicole's back in the fold. Be sure you hit Nicole if you need anything. If you don't know her, I can introduce you to her. And, of course, Keith's around. So hope you guys have a great holiday. I will talk to you guys next week. Enjoy. Love you guys. Thank you for everything. We'll catch you guys later.